There's a lot to like. Size, flexibility, versatility. You know, he punts, kicks off, holds, and he's been very successful. Over a 45-yard average, I believe, over his career.
You need a big, a high touch, or not touchback rate, a fair catch rate, too. Obviously, that seems to be what you guys have been looking for with Vogel and stuff. That's kind of the limiting the number of returns, right?
I mean, if JK has extremely strong leg, you know, the ability to get a very good hang time. You saw that in the clips they showed of the college video.
No, Matt, we'd ask Ron about Vogel a lot last year, and it was like pulling teeth to try to get him to say something good about the guy. Did you just not see enough in Justin?
No, I think it's just competition. You know, by no means is it over. You know, the NFL is based on that. So, you know, we want to bring out the best in every player, and the only way to do that is, you know, through competition.
Now, when you use a fifth-round pick, I mean, Corey Linsley is a fifth-round pick, right? Mm-hmm. So when you use it on a punter, what does that punter have to be to make it a valuable enough commodity to use a fifth-round pick on?
I think, obviously, you know, in our opinion, one of the best ones, if not the best one in college. And a guy that you feel good about his skill set. And that's definitely, you know, with JK. And by no means, like I said, guys, is this an indictment on anybody else. It's just, you know, that's what this business is all about. It's competition.
You must have seen consistency in a variety of kicks, right? Short kicks, long ball placement.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, how he scored that way.
With JK? Well, I think he's an athletic kid. You know, he's 6'5". He's got really good hands. And he has really unique flexibility. And he has the ability, directional kick, and consistency. And, you know, he played at the highest level, under the hottest spotlight, you know, week in and week out, and perform well. So that's definitely a positive and, you know, something that attracts us to him.
Matt, the receiver that he took from South Florida, mm-hmm. Big, fast.
Yep.
What's he play like?
He's smooth. He's got elite speed. You know, a fine athlete. Good kid. He's a Florida kid. Just, you know, the overall, once again, over 15-yard average. I believe 12 touchdowns. And had a nice year. His position coach is.
Getting back to Scott real quick. Mm-hmm. You mentioned when you first talked about him kicking, punting, and holding.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the misadventures last year, maybe playing, upping his value a little bit, being able to be consistent.
You know what? I don't know. I can't really speak for that. There's a lot that goes into it, but it doesn't hurt that he has the ability to do that. You know what I mean?
What are you going to say about
Charlie Williams, who Valdez Scantling's position coach, NFL wide receiver coach with the Bucs, the Colts. He's been taught well, he's. I don't know if you guys have seen him move around live, but a very loose, athletic, long guy with speed. You know, which is what this league is all about.
You know, he was a big play guy there. So was Moore of Missouri. Is that just a coincidence, or are you guys looking for that big play potential there?
I think, you know, anytime you're talking about anybody that holds the ball, you want them to have the ability to go the distance. So it doesn't hurt.
Now, when you get a guy who's as big as Marquez is and then has that kind of speed, that's an unusual combination. You don't see that as much as you probably want to. So the fact that he's there at the fifth round, is that just – you know, not a lot of experience or opportunity earlier in his career. Where does he need to develop?
Yeah, I think there's some of that. Anytime you're down here, you get down to the fifth, sixth, seventh round, there's development in something, whether it be guys' size, strength, you know, play speed, whatever. I think, overall his skill set, he's played for multiple different coaches. You know, it's good to have consistency, which will help. Obviously, our quarterback situation really helps anybody. And just learning the game. You know, the college game is not the same as our game as far as the nuances, the intricacies. So that's a curve for any kid. You know, so as long as it comes, a player comes in and embraces that, you know, they're going to develop.
A guy with that kind of speed, you expect him to jump in the mid-30s. What do you make of that?
You know what?
It was 30 and a half, 30 feet, 30 inches.
Yeah, I can't really answer. I can't give you a definitive answer for that. I don't know what the situation was or what have you. But he can run. I don't know if you guys saw the UConn game. 92 yards. Outruns the whole team. It's pretty impressive. So he's got the length, the speed, the hands. It's some positives to certainly like to bring in and develop.
Matt, more, please. Matt, going back to the punter first, mm-hmm. You mentioned obviously the spotlight you played in at Alabama. Is there any way you look at a guy's traits and try to project maybe how he'll keep performing in the cold weather in November and December when he comes from the south like that?
Yeah, this is my first year in Green Bay, too. I'm from Florida, so I'll let you know when I go through that. But, I can't really, predict all that. But the pressure, the performance, in playoff-like NFL games, and he's produced, that's the impressive thing.
Matt, you talk about competition. You guys got a bunch of young guys now that are all going to have some opportunities from Geronimo all the way down to this kid now. How do you feel about just what kind of competition you've created behind Devontae and Randall to see who can rise to the occasion here?
No, I feel good about it, And the iron sharpens iron thing, and you get all those guys in there, and with our revamped offensive staff and the whole thing, it's just a positive. And you hope the guys embrace it and are pros about it and try to get better, and the whole group gets better as each guy gets better.